The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word, you have now taken your last test for this semester and for this school year, perhaps your last at this school. But there is one more question to answer. Is this the end, or is it the beginning? If that were on a test, you might call it a trick question, because the answer is yes. Yes, it is the end. Yes, it is the beginning. Practically everything in our lives is both the end and the beginning. When we wake up in the morning, it is the end of sleeping, the beginning of waking, the end of night, the beginning of day, the end of resting, the beginning of activity, yes, even work. When we sit down to breakfast, it is the end of fasting and the beginning of feasting, and so on. This weekend is the end of one phase of our learning and the beginning of another. The blessing that we just read was traditionally spoken by the priests after the morning sacrifice, but morning is the beginning of the day. And God himself was also looking ahead when he said, "And I will bless them." We traditionally save the blessing for the end of our worship gatherings, and that's fitting as we leave our worship, but it is just the beginning of blessing and suitable from start to finish. The Lord bless you and keep you. On the seventh day, God ended his blessed work of creation, and he did not cease at that time to bless, even though he ended the work of creation. He was just beginning his keeping and preserving us, providing all that we need for body and life, guarding and protecting us from all harm and danger, wherever our path may lead, from here to Kathmandu. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Among the Hebrews, a shining face was a smiling face. And when Jesus' doing and dying was finished, completed, ended, God smiled upon us in the resurrection. We remember that undeserved smile every time we come into his presence. But that's also the beginning of God's being gracious or favorable to us this day and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. By the word of Jehovah the Holy Spirit, the good news of salvation from sin, the smile of God is applied to each of us who by nature were blind to it. In connection with Christ, he brings us to our Heavenly Father. Picture a child coming to his father who lifts him up, raising him above his head. The child laughs, the father beams upon him. So also we rest securely in his hands, no matter what storms may gather, what enemies may threaten, even death itself. In his hands we are at peace. No matter how we may be tossed, we know we are safe, and even rejoice in the Lord always. When Jesus ascended into heaven, it was the end of his visible presence with his disciples, including you and me. It was also the beginning of the rest of time, and at the point of departure, Jesus raised his hands in blessing. When the disciples no longer saw him, they might have missed him, but being assured of his visible return, they returned to Jerusalem, rejoicing. For Jesus, their Lord, is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. You too are bidding farewell to friends that you have seen almost every day for a semester, two semesters, some of you for years here at Emmanuel. Some friends you may resume seeing in a couple of months, but some you may not see again so soon. And God has given us His name with which to bless one another at this point of departure too. Notice how important is this personal name, the Lord, Jehovah. Put my name upon the people, and I will bless. It is the name of our Creator. It is the name of our Redeemer. It is the name of our Sanctifier. We will see our Savior again when He comes, and we will be raised to join with one another again to praise Him. Until that day, the Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord smile favorably upon you. The Lord lift up His face to you and fill your heart with peace, that you may rejoice in your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.